Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Bill Halal is our guest, Dr. William Halal, the author of Technology's Promise. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out all the other things there. And don't forget to take our poll question on the homepage. Every week we ask a different question. This week's question is about the generations. So check it out and see what you think. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. And also, if you go there, look for Bill Halal's name on the homepage this week. And his body of work that he's deposited with us over the years, the different things that we've talked about. Very, very smart guy. Bill, we're talking about the markets. What do the markets need to be to look like? How they need to police themselves, itself, depending on how you want to think about markets. If it's one big global market, if you want to think about the U.S. market or the stock market or the Main Street market, and what role should government have in influencing markets? Now, Bill, this is one of the tough questions of our time, isn't it?
I think it is. Let's talk about two more market failures.
Okay.
The healthcare system in this country and the inequality of income. Now, the healthcare system is interesting, I think. It highlights the problem. For almost 100 years, our presidents have tried to introduce the national healthcare system of some kind. They always felt the need for it. And it was always blocked because there was the belief that, well, we practice free enterprise medicine and that will take care of it. Well, it hasn't taken care of it. Now, I know you have different views on this, Jim, and
I want to
hear what you think. But the system serves those who have the means. That's true. I think it does a wonderful job of serving those who have the money to pay for it. But as for the nation as a whole, I think it's another market failure. The costs are double that of other nations. The outcomes are worse, and 50 million of us are uninsured. So, The criticism over the introduction of some kind of a national healthcare system, I think, is misplaced. I think there is a need for that. We're the only country in the industrialized world that doesn't have some kind of a national healthcare system. Now, it doesn't have to be controlled by government, but you have to have a system.
How are you going to do it without it being controlled by the government?
Well, I think the approach that the Obama administration introduced was basically sound. It's not perfect by any means, but it's the beginning. It is a system based on free enterprise companies, and they're simply regulating the companies.
Yeah, that doesn't seem to be the way it's rolling out, though, Bill, and to me. And the problem that I've got, obviously our healthcare system in America hasn't been perfect. But the thing that's disingenuous to me about the group that wants the politicians who want to have a universal health care, national health care program, they're the same people, Bill, 4 or 5 years ago when we tried to pass association health plans, and these are the same people that killed that. Association health plans would have contributed greatly to improving our healthcare system, and Ted Kennedy and people in his group killed that from prevent
well,
that
I'm
from
not
passing.
Advocating. Yeah, I'm not supporting.
I'm just saying when that happens, Bill, it seems to me that their goal is not about reforming healthcare. It's about controlling our lives.
That's the way
it comes across to people like me.
Uh-huh. Well, I think there are things about the Obama legislation that are not good. The fact that they didn't address tort reform and
that's
all true. But the point I think we have to, I think, really accept is that we need a national system of some kind. To believe that the market is going to somehow produce an ideal system is a fantasy.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we've learned.
Well, why don't we do this, Bill? Why don't we do a combination? Why don't we have a system that the marketplace can work where it can work, and where the marketplace can't serve, let the government take care of that part.
Yeah, maybe it's a different system.
Don't forget those 50 million people who are uninsured. It's actually more like about 42 million. That group is made up largely of young people who choose not to have insurance.
Yeah, but they're free riders in terms of market principles.
I agree.
They're free riders. We're all paying for them.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's just a terrible way to do it.
So what you're saying is, are you saying then that one of the ways to solve this is to require people to buy health insurance?
I think so.
That's going to be tested in the courts, isn't it?
Well, I know it is now, but I think it's being found constitutional. I don't see how we can have a civilized society if everybody doesn't have coverage. You can't run the system otherwise.
But don't we have to also, while we're proposing this new system that you're proposing, Bill, don't we also have...
I'm not proposing it. I'm just saying
You're proposing an idea, and I hear you. But my question is, isn't it great that we can look at Europe and see how they've been doing it for 50 years and at least use their failures as an example of how not to do ours?
Well, the health care systems differ enormously around the world. There are enormous variations. Every country designs a system for their own needs, and that's what we have to do. And it should be based strongly on free enterprise, absolutely.
Isn't it healthy, though? Isn't it a prudent, Bill, for Americans to be distrustful and cynical about whether the government can handle something like this?
Well, if not government, who, Jim?
I agree,
if we're not happy, we already know that
the federal government can't handle the Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security property. We already know that.
Well, I don't think that's true. I think there are people like Medicaid.
Social Security is a Ponzi scheme.
So I think Social Security. Well, you know, I don't want to get into that.
Hold on to that thought, Bill. We got to take a quick break. 10 till right back with Bill Halal after these messages. He has another market failure he wants to talk to us about. Thank you. Hang with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.